Good evening. Welcome to the Massaquan School District Board of Education Combined Committee of the Whole Meeting and Regular Public Board of Education Meeting for May 8th, 2018. Our call to order, opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Massaquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag. To the Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Sandy, roll call, please.
Mr. Balderman.
Here.
Mrs. Passone. Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mrs. DePalma. Mr. Fiore.
Here.
Mr. Hobbiter. Mr. Lofredo.
Here.
Mrs. McGarry. Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Vitale. Mr. Warren.
Here.
Christopher Black. Juliana DiGenova. Madison Reinhold, Olivia Easton, we have quorum.
We anticipate Mr. Vitale arriving shortly. Our mission statement, Massaquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced within extensive extracurricular opportunities and a rich tradition through a partnership with our community. Our statement to the public, oftentimes it may appear to members of our audience, the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases by a unanimous vote. Before matters placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. The superintendent of schools is satisfied the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it's placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting where final action may be taken. Acceptance of minutes. We recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting and closed executive session of April 17, 2018, and the regular public meeting and closed executive session of April 24, 2018. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such a time as the reason for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yes.
Mr. Serino, second. Mr. Catani, any question on the minutes? Sandy.
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
Seeing no student board representatives, we have no student board representative report this evening. That takes us to presentations. And for the presentations, I will turn it over to Dr. Cajun.
Thank you very much. Can we go to the podium, please?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Which podium?
The podium right there. Next to the American
flag. It's the only flag.
Sorry. I need to be able to reach.
Good evening, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's board meeting and welcome all of our athletes representing the Manasquan High School swim team and the Manasquan High School hockey team. Thank you for being here this evening. And if I could just for a moment focus on my prowess in both ice hockey and swimming, which are both lifelong activities, I have neither. And I really admire the fact that you have those skills. Because I often think about how nice it would be for me to start my day jumping in the pool and exercising by swimming laps. I could probably swim just about enough to save myself, maybe. The same thing with ice hockey. And I come from a family of people who my wife had several brothers who excelled in ice hockey. And when I go to the games, didn't go to many, I need more rules. But I learned to love the sport. It's fast-paced, it's physical, and you represented us well this year. So I appreciate everything both the swim team and the ice hockey team has done for us. So thank you for being here this evening. Appreciate it. With that, Manasquan Board of Education starts off every meeting by focusing on our Students of the Month. And our Students of the Month are selected because they serve as role models, they have community service, and they're academically motivated. Also, the Board of Education recognizes ELPS Students of the Month, who have demonstrated a sense of community by actively engaging in the community and doing some good works. So tonight, the Manasquan Board of Education will focus on our high school students of the month for February. Carmen Trigiano. Carmen, are you here? Trigiano. Carmen, come on up. Thank you very much. Stage is yours.
I'd like to thank everybody for picking me. It was going through the academy this year with fire company, and I'll be graduating June 20th.
Congratulations. Junior Casey Kim. Casey.
Stay on track as a student, and to my parents as well, for always making sure I have my work done and motivating me. So that's about it. Thank you.
Fellas, I'm so proud of you being first and speaking to the people here. That's not an easy thing to do. I often whisper in the ears of the children who come up, "Would you like to say something?" And they look at me and they say, "No." And say, "Okay." Tonight you did well. Thank you very much. Manasquan Board of Education will congratulate Manasquan High School February Students of the Month, Shaylin Murphy. Shaylin Murphy. Shaylin. Freshman Jillian Spall. That by reading a poem focused on teaching, and it's on the screen behind me. It takes a special person to teach a child in class, just keep his attention in a world that moves so fast. To show a child he is unique, with talents deep inside, to help to build his confidence so he can beam with pride. To show a little patience for a child who's lost his way, to a child who feels abandoned, who has seen better days. To inspire and to motivate so a child can learn and grow, to go into this big wide world that has its highs and lows. You are a special person who always give your best. And for every child who has had your class, your life is truly blessed. I know if I asked everybody in the audience today to think of a person that has influenced their life, you would think of a teacher. I think that's so profound. So without any further ado, the Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate the High School Teacher of the Month, Harry Harvey. I would ask Mr. Harvey if he wants to say something. I really don't have the time, so we just let him sit down.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say this guy's a great superintendent. Is the newspaper here?
No.
Don't write anything down that I say.
Please.
Stop.
Because you never know when he starts with that,
this
what
guy,
he ends up.
This guy is a great superintendent. And we've heard a lot about superintendents in the last few days. This guy is.
No, I don't even go there.
Wait,
this. I won't run. I have a bad knee.
This guy's never down in the dumps. This guy always does his duty. He had like five great new teaching ideas for me the other day. But my favorite one was number two. He works chair. That's construction. I didn't say. I didn't say anything. There's not a construction going on.
My mother-in-law's here.
Oh yeah. Just don't write anything down. So I was going by construction and someone dropped a load. I told him all about it. And even though he's like really
is he?
Stressed about everything,
really?
You know, he's not a poop
guy. Is he? Okay. Yeah. I was actually gonna ask, what is he?
And that's my last one.
That's his story.
So the other day, I went to the superintendent's office on Friday, and I had all these jokes like all set to do to him in his office, because I had to pick some copies up, and you weren't there on Friday, you were in a meeting.
Exactly.
So I've been saving these jokes. Let me also thank Trey for nominating me as the teacher. Great guy, great student in class. We had so much fun. Fifth block last semester.
And well done.
And thanks to the Riley Committee too for a great breakfast. I had so much bacon. It was great. It was a great time. But thank you, everyone. I'm very serious. Thank you. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Happy Oh, let's go to the cupcakes. Manitowan Board of Education would like to congratulate the Manitowan Elementary Schools. You're writing things down.
I'm not the normal reporter. I just wanted to listen to that. It was very funny.
From the Manitowan Elementary School, 8th grade, Michael Presbury. Michael? Tom just whispered to me, probably a good thing he wasn't here. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate the Manasquan Elementary School Teacher of the Month, Andrew Manson. Congratulations, Andrew. You can say whatever you want, but no jokes about the superintendent, okay?
Thanks for sorry. I'm just going to thank Michael Presby, the student of the month for MES. I couldn't have been picked by a better student. Hardworking kid, great kid. He actually is at a baseball game right now, which is why he's there. He plays for the elementary school team. But thank you, everyone.
The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate the Elks student of the month from the elementary school, Andrew Brennan. Andrew? The Manasquan High School Elks Teenager of the Month, Mary Mills. Mary? Now, with an overall record of 14-1, these South Divisional Champions and Central B Sectional State Champions, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate the Manasquan High School Boys Varsity Swim Team. And we have Craig Muren come forward first, our coach, Craig. Craig, if you wouldn't mind saying a few things.
Do I have to be funny?
Please don't be, but I can't just about see I left so hard.
Yeah, so this is our 20th season, and it's our first championship, so we're first state championship. And it was an amazing run to the championship. We were the 3 seed, we beat the 2 seed on the way, and we destroyed the 1 seed in the final. It was a really special day. What's lost up there is we have a senior class that Dr. Cajun named 47-0 in the regular season for their 4 years. So it's a pretty amazing group of athletes. And Dr. Cajun talked about how hard the sport is, and it really is a hard sport. You know, if swimming were easy, they'd call it football. And I have something to say here, but it's true. Real tough sport. And we're really proud of the boys, and we appreciate the board recognizing them tonight. And I think I've said
that. Awesome. And it's Kimberly.
She is.
Kimberly Ward, the assistant. Kimberly. Thank you so much for being here. Would you like to say anything about your last experience that you just had or anything? Yes. Representing Manasquan High School with their swimming exploits. Christopher Black. Christopher. Jeffrey Mead. Aiden Price. Nicholas Rice. Congratulations. Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate with a record of 15-3-1, the Central Conference Championship, winners of the Dowd Cup Division of the Shore Conference, Manasquan High School Varsity Ice Hockey Team. Is head coach Adam Cooley here tonight? Assistant Tom Matthews. Congratulations to them as well for having a great season. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Jake Brown. Jake? James Conti. Michael Fernacci. Michael? Liam Farrington. Matteo Franzoni. Thank you, Steve. Michael Franzoni. Steven Jibalisco. Jacob Held. Trevor Wells. The Manasquan High School Boys Varsity Ice Hockey Team. Next slide, please. Our next presentation. I was very fortunate to be at the, and in Freehold, at the Freeholders meeting. And they recognized Manasquan High School for being in the top 2,000 high schools internationally for our utilization of Microsoft products. And I would just like to read the recognition certificate to you this evening. This certificate is presented to the Manasquan High School in recognition of receiving the designation as a Microsoft Showcase School. Microsoft Showcase Schools are a global community of schools engaged in a digital transformation to improve teaching and learning. Showcase Schools create immersive and inclusive experiences that inspire lifelong learning, stimulating development of essential life skills so students are empowered to achieve more. Showcase School leadership teams are part of a professional community that amplify the use of technology to drive school-wide transformation and efficiencies. Microsoft Showcase Schools emphasize personalized learning for their students with the use of learning devices and learning with current technology. Microsoft Schools are focused on leading and learning. These schools may be just starting to explore Microsoft solution programs or devices in small ways, but have signaled intent to do more and be more. The Monmouth County Board of Chosen Freeholders congratulates Manasquan High School on this impressive achievement. I'm reading this for a reason. I would like to stand here this evening and say to you that I'm a part of all of this. And I am a part of all of this because I cheer all of my teachers and my administrators, my staff in utilizing this. But the person responsible for this started Manasquan's focus on a one-to-one initiative years before I got here, and I just continued it. And I want to congratulate him this evening because he's the driving force. And every initiative needs leadership. And he's the driving force providing the leadership to accomplish being, and I want you to think about this for a minute, one of the top 2,000 schools in the world in high schools. And that's the suggested place.
Long time coming, and not, you know, and certainly, you know, I appreciate the board recognizing me, but really, you know, this has come from the work of all the great educators we have here in the district. This would not have been possible where these programs started just a few years ago. I'm blessed to work here with this great program, with all of my staff in my department, but again, you know, it's the teachers, you know, and the administrators every day to day that really invoke these programs. But it's a nice recognition of what we've been able to accomplish over a relatively short time. So thank you.
And without a Board of Education behind us, making sure that we have the policies and the funds to accomplish what's best for students, this never would have happened. Manasquan's in a very peculiar position where everything is working like a flying clock right now, from a Board of Education to administrative team to teachers and to represented by our wonderful students. It's a great time at Manasquan. I'm very proud to be here. And by saying that, let's have some cupcakes. Okay? Please, we'll take a 5-minute break. And let's go.
Okay, we're going to reconvene. That brings us to the second comedic portion of our evening from New Road Construction, Rob Notley.
Just go straight on this one. Overall recommended budget a little over $12 million, 3.88 at the elementary school and 8.1 million at the high school. Overall program summary, the first three projects elementary school firearm replacement, elementary school windows, and the high school stair tower doors. All of those projects are complete. Elementary HVAC controls, I'm leaving as an open project because we do have one unresolved issue there. Voice over IP phones, complete. High school additions and renovations, moving right along. Still on track for completion at the end of this calendar year. Elementary school site work will go into construction this summer. We completed, as I noted at the last board update, a construction contract has been awarded. And the elementary school media center renovation, we're through the design phase now. We are bidding out contracts for that, and construction will take place over this summer. HVAC controls, I won't dwell on this. Really nothing's changed since the last time we got together. Still working on pricing with Train. Elementary school site improvements. We did conduct a kickoff meeting with Your Way Construction. As we noted earlier, construction will commence right after graduation, 6/21. Substantial completion, August 24th. The window replacement, high school stair tower door replacement, this was SLS construction contract. They have now completed the punch list work for the high school door replacement. The only thing they need to do now is provide their complete set of closeout documentation, and we can process final payment, and the contract will be closed out. At the high school, largest single construction contract we have is for a little under $7 million with CAPA for the high school renovations and additions. Some highlights from the last month, three of the concrete floor slabs for rooms 301, 302, and 303 have been poured. You can really see the building taking shape now. The structural steel is complete up to the second floor. Bottom of the second floor. The second floor concrete slab is going to be poured this week. HVAC mechanical ductwork installation is now underway. Contractors moving right along. We're now at about 30% complete on construction with that project. Change management, we're still at less than, or just over 0.1% in change orders process for this project. And our unforeseen conditions allowance was taken down by $2,950 this month. We approved an allowance draw for some changes to the elevator cap. Those changes are to make provision for future camera and access control for the elevator. Just a couple of progress photos. The first two here, the one on the left is preparation for first floor concrete slab. See that there's a vapor barrier, a rebar, welded wire fabric mat, and then the concrete floor gets poured. You can see the concrete workers floating the slab here. High school first floor structural steel, as I noted earlier, in place. Second floor steel deck is in place. That will be covered with concrete later this week. An overall view looking down from the creek crossing as you move down the driveway towards the administration building. First bits of ductwork have started to be run. This is the main ductwork trunk on the corridor in the addition. Structural steel for the new entrance canopy, and then some masonry work. This is stair tower B. That stair tower is pretty much complete now with the block work. As far as current activities, Joe McDermott, the new road, is here on site full time. We're doing bi-weekly construction meetings with CAPA Construction, and beginning in June, we will pick up with bi-weekly meetings with Your Way for the elementary school site improvements project. Design meetings are now complete with the elementary school media center staff. And the only other change that I've got is that we did, I don't have it on this slide, but we did procure a testing, adjusting, and balancing agent for the high school renovations and additions. This is the independent firm that will come in and measure water flows and air flows for the heating, ventilating, and air conditioning systems, and make sure using a a lot of contracts will have that as a subcontractor to the mechanical contractor. We feel that we're better served by having an independent agent come in and verify water flows and air flows. So that contract was, or the procurement of that contract has been finalized. And the recommendation for that is on the agenda for tonight?
Yes.
Yes. With that, any questions for the board?
Well, I see that the rebid was done for the alternative school.
Yes.
When is the start date and completion date of that?
Start date for that will be this summer, and we're expecting that that will be about an 8-week project.
Okay, so I need it done by September 1. So are they going to start right after graduation?
Right after graduation, yeah.
Okay. All right, because I'm going to plan programs for that building. Okay.
Okay.
Questions?
Thank you, Mr. Notley.
Thank you. Good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Brings us to number 9, discussion items for the May 8th, 2018 agenda. For education, curriculum, and technology agenda items, we'll turn it over to Dr. Cajun.
Thank you. Regards to education, I believe that high school sports physicals falls under the concept of education, and we've been actively engaged in acquiring a doctor to do sports physicals, and today I was glad to procure the services of Dr. Harmody, who is going to be available to conduct sport physicals at the high school on June 27th all day, on June 13th at 11, starting at 11:30, and on June 20th starting at 8:30. And today I did meet with our school nurse, Cheryl Buntalis, in the high school, and I also met with Pete Cahill. Tomorrow I will meet with Cheryl Buntalis to get all the details settled, and then Pete will meet with her, and then the three of us will meet and just make sure we get all the letters out and get things started. Any questions about that? We have $7,500 as we speak that the board has procured for us to do sport physicals. And a sport physical is good for 365 days, so any child who gets their physical done in June, even if they're in a winter sport, is still set for the winter. Questions?
Is that for both schools or just the high school?
I would assume.
When we had put it into effect, it was for the high school team. Okay. But that's not that's a thought if we wanted to do one for the elementary school following. Why don't you let me look into that? We'll talk about it at the next meeting. Good?
Yep.
Okay. regarding education, curriculum, and technology, we'll get a report from our directors this evening. Personnel will be discussed in executive session. One of the most important things we do as a board is follows, and we had quite a few policies that we had for revision and for first reading on tonight's agenda. Are there any particular policies that you'd like me to focus on? Well, I would like to bring some to your attention this evening, and one of the ones that I would like you to take a look at in particular is Board Policy 0169.02, Board Members' Use of Social Networks. And I just want to read one paragraph. Nothing in this policy prevents a Board of Education member from using a social network. However, the board member must avoid contact and conduct on the social network that would violate the School Ethics Act, which includes the Code of Ethics for board members. It's 2 pages, and if there are no questions regarding that, you can use social networks. You just have to abide by the policies that we have. Any questions at all? Okay. Also, 5516, student tracking devices. And I would just like to read one paragraph from that. The Board of Education permits the use of a tracking unit or an application on an electronic device that can track the location of the student while in school, at a school-sponsored event, or on a school bus. However, to protect the privacy rights of all students and to maintain the school district's legal obligation to maintain confidential student information in accordance with federal and state law and regulations, the use of a tracking device or an application on an electronic device that enables any type of one-way or two-way audio and or video communications or taping is not permitted. Okay.
When would you use that? What's that for?
Well, say the parents wanted to see the location on a phone of a child going to a sporting event to make sure that they're safe, so they have their phone on them so the parents can track them. They have that app on phones.
Okay.
A child can use that particular app. However, as soon as they take their phone out to enable one or two-way audio or video communications that is not according to the code of conduct that we have, they're in violation.
Okay.
The other policy that I felt was important that we take a look at, especially with the senior prom right around the corner, 5535, passive breath alcohol sensor device. And I just like to read one paragraph. In keeping with its commitment to protect all students in the school community from the harm of alcohol use, the Board of Education authorized the use of a passive breath alcohol sensor device in certain circumstances. Enable school district staff to check an approximate level, alcohol level quickly and efficiently without requiring the students' active participation. There has to be notification sent to the parents that these are being utilized. That was on the bid that the seniors got for the ball. So that will be in use for the ball in case they feel, it's not going to be random, if they feel someone's under the influence, they will use these devices. Questions? Shoot, I have one more. Bear with me. 5561, use of physical restraint and seclusion techniques for students with disabilities. In cases when it's necessary, we do use physical restraints and seclusion techniques with students. But I want the board to know, according to policy, everyone who utilizes those techniques or in a position to utilize those techniques are certificated and trained accordingly. Seeing no questions, I'll move to the finance agenda items.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
On tonight's agenda, we have recommendation for three RFPs. One of them, Mr. Notley covered in his report. That was the one for testing and balancing for our high school project. The other two are for broker services for health benefits and also for a financial advisor. Those RFPs came in and there will be no increase to the fee that we're currently paying. Those items on the agenda are number 24, number 36, and number 38. Regarding our emergency reserve withdrawal request to the county office, the county office has reviewed our request and they have put their recommendation for approval on the request and they've submitted to the acting commissioner's office. We were asked today for some additional information which we provided. So I hope to have a response by the end of the week if that is will be approved or not. Under building and grounds, today we had a meeting with Suburban Consulting Engineers regarding the lower turf field project. On your Canvas portal under virtual handouts, you have the bid ad, the cost estimate as of today, and also the project schedule. We will be all set to go out to bid effective Monday, the 14th of May. There will be a pre-bid meeting on the 17th of May, which is strongly suggested but not mandatory for any contractor that's interested in bidding. Then the bids will be due on June 5th, and the bid opening will be at 10 o'clock in the conference room in the board office. And we hope to award a bid at the June 12th board meeting. Construction will be beginning no later than July 1st. And we expect to be complete with the construction by October 31st. So we are right on schedule. So as far as the cost estimate, on the portal, if you look, there's a couple, they're actually handwritten notes from our meeting today. I'm gonna pull it up as I speak if I can. We did ask for an additional alternate to be added in the bid, and that would be an area that
when we have events, can be used as like a barbecue area, like a commons type area, so that we're adding that as an alternate to the project. We're also, there'll be one quick coupler for the irrigation that'll be added to the base bid. The cool play is now included in the base bid, which is a change from the last time we discussed this. And we're going to remove the goal alternate. We feel that the goals for lacrosse, field hockey, and soccer are something that we could absorb into the general budget. So those changes are noted if you open up the probable cost estimate on the virtual handout. And then under the ice rink contract, I'd just like to give an update. It's on the agenda this evening to approve the 18-19 ice rink contract. The contract's in the amount of $18,575, which is up $575 from the current year. The ice rink was sold within the last year, and the new owners of the ice rink are making substantial capital improvements to the rink. The hourly rate for next year will remain the same at $375 an hour. Originally, the proposed amount, the rink did want a higher fee. We were able to work with them, and we are staying constant at $375 an hour for next year. However, the ice rink has informed us that there will be a charge for cutting the ice once before a game and once in the middle of the game. So there's a $25 charge for each time we have the ice cut, and we expect to have 38 ice cuts. So that's the main reason why the contract has gone up, the $575 from this year to next year. And that's on the agenda this evening, item number 43. Are there any questions about any of those items? Okay, thank you.
Ms. Coates, thank you, well done. Attendance comparison, fire drill reports, high school, total enrollment is 1,525, our high school 938, elementary school 587. Regards to our fire drills in the high school, on April 19th, we had a fire drill. On April 23rd, it was a test of the emergency management communication system, which was successful. In the elementary school, on April 14th, we had a fire drill. On April 30th, we had a lockdown. The harassment, intimidation, and bullying reports for the month. In the high school, we had no reports of harassment, intimidation, and bullying, nor in the elementary school for this past month. Now, any questions about that? Anyone? Now, I'd like to hear from our Director of Curriculum Instruction.
Okay, just a few things. The first is about our summer academy. We modified the dates that we were going to run the academy because we did not want a conflict with the beginning of sports. We wanted the students to be done before August 15th. So what we're going to do is extend the credit recovery hours where the kids are in class. Instead of 8 to 10, we're going to go 8 to 10:30. We can run it for 5 weeks, and the students would then do the 2.5 hours 3 days a week on the computer, and they would meet the state requirements for credit recovery. That also gives them a little leeway, give them 2.5 extra hours, and it would allow them one absence. The other way, if they were absent at all, they would not be able to gain credit. So the program will run from July 5th to August 10th, from 8 to 10:30. Once we have approval tonight, we will put the brochure up, and the application will be an online application, and we'll have the information down in guidance, and we're ready to roll on that.
Is there any thought given to sending a notice through email out to the districts in the area, Frick, Toms River, Point Pleasant, Howe,
sure,
and you know, Lakewood, and
parochial
schools, and parochial schools as well, mm-hmm,
charter schools,
whomever.
So it would help us generate a population, but with the caveat that there will be, you know, an entry conference with students from out of district, so we'll see if you want to take them or not, or discretion.
Sure, absolutely. We sent out 5 letters of acceptance for the Brookdale Early College program. We originally had 8 students who were interested. One is going to one of the communications next year, and the other student did not complete the application. We contacted their guidance counselor. So right now we have 5 students, but I think our number will be up before we start school.
I think that's great.
Yeah,
five start with.
Yeah, I do too. We also today received the final signatures from our dual enrollment program from Brookdale. So the MOA has been signed by Manasquan and Brookdale, and so we have that on file. Our Transition Solutions Committee that we established for changing to the new schedule has met twice. What I'd like to share with you tonight is one of their suggestions for the first week of school. They think that this would, and the administration agrees with them, that this would be a smoother transition for all students and for teachers to get off to a great start. So,
if I may, Barbara, before you go into that, I want the board to understand that if this is something that the board feels is positive, we have to change our calendar for next year because it's going to require a full day to start with instead of a half a day of school. Okay? Go ahead.
Okay, so what we would do is teachers would come in on the 4th, as they always do. They have a full day of in-service and get ready to start. Usually, the first day that the students come in, we have a half a day. What we're proposing is that the students for the first day run a full day. Okay, they go through, they meet all their classes, and they go to the unit lunch so that they get a feel for, and this would be all their classes, not just the classes that would meet on an A day, B day, okay? So even a class that would drop. So they would see all their classes that day for, I believe, we say about a 42-minute period. They would have a 52-minute unit lunch, as they always would. So this way the students really have a feel for what is the schedule like, and then experience the unit lunch. The second day, which would be Thursday, would be the first drop and rotate. So on the first day of school, the teachers can talk with them when they're going to see them the next day, help them get organized. And then Thursday would start our A day. Friday, would be our half day. So they would run a B day on an early dismissal schedule. This way, the students have a sense of what the rotation looks like, and it gives the teachers an opportunity to then talk with their colleagues. Okay, we've gone through 2 days, now we're off and running on Monday, we start on a C day, and they're prepared, they have a chance to debrief with their colleagues and prepare, and we're asking that they would be dismissed at 2:30 on Friday, so they would, you know, they would have a full day. So this is what we're asking. We think this would be best to help everyone transition to the new schedule.
And having said that, the end of the year this year, the building administration is going to hold assemblies with each grade level to discuss the new schedule and to answer their questions and let them know particulars about the schedule to prepare them for next year. The first day back with the staff will be a day when one of our focuses will be on the new schedule to let the staff know exactly what their responsibilities are and to answer any further questions that they have since we had a summer break about the schedule before we're going into it. I think it's a good plan having the first day being a full day so we can hit the ground running with the schedule instead of going a half a day and waiting for a couple of days before we have questions about that at all.
So the date itself is not changing, Dr. Cajun. It's just half day to full day.
Yes,
right?
We're going to change it from a half day to a full day.
And the Friday would have been a full day. It's going to be half day. Okay.
Was the Friday still a half day? Mm-hmm. And staying a half day? Was the Friday a full day?
So you're flip flopping.
We're just yep. flipping.
Which actually makes more sense giving them a half day on a Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Correct. Any questions?
I think it's a good idea. Now, and I like the idea that we're, again, prior planning, where we have our transition committee, we met twice, so you're gonna get comments from them, we'll meet in faculty meetings, and so anything that we can look at as a possible problem on the first couple days, we can adjust to. I think it's good.
Yeah, the committee's done great work. They, with the help of Lisa Kokodish, did a great job. We have the year mapped out. So you see every month what day it is, what kind of schedule we're running. She's helped the group figure out how to use the lesson planner with the new schedule. They're working on, Jessie's helping Lisa come up with some ways that our Canvas, our the learning management system works for our new schedule. So they're doing a great job and coming up with great information for us. We're going to have another meeting shortly and start planning some professional development for the summer.
Good.
What would that Friday afternoon look like for the staff?
The half day? That they would be within, in their departments and, you know, talking about how it went, you know, how the kids are responding, helping each other get organized for the drop and rotate. Mostly a debriefing. When the staff worked on April 25th to talk about curriculum, I got their sheets back. They're really excited and they're coming, they're rejuvenated. They're coming back with some great ideas and ways to really get the mastery and the in-depth that we're looking for and adding things to their curriculum. And so that day would really be a good kickoff for them to get started.
But if they came up with something by Friday that was a concern, you're going to have enough time to implement that for Monday?
I don't say why not. You know, I don't think it would be anything major. We're very much aware that things are going to come up and we're going to have to be able to switch on the fly.
I'm just thinking if you get everybody together in the afternoon on Friday and they come up with something and then that goes to the department heads to whomever. Now it's 5 o'clock Friday. Now Monday morning we're starting.
5 o'clock Sunday.
Correct. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and to answer that, if it's something that I'm going to be there,
yeah,
and they're going to say to me, we need to do X, and I'm going to say, let's do that. One of the things that we've done, the reason why we focused on something like this was because in the English and Humanities meeting that we went to discuss the new schedule, one of the teachers raised their hand and had been in a different district and had a schedule like this. And they suggested that we have a full day that day so that they can get acclimated, the students can get acclimated and hit the ground running with this. And they also suggested that if we had a half a day on Friday, after going through a week of this, there might be some things we'd want to tweak for Monday. So we listened and decided to present it to you. So.
The assistant principals will also, after the first full week, have their class meeting. So if there's things that we see that the students are struggling with, we can address that, that Friday. So, and as far as as you said, going up the chain, the supervisors, by 2:30, we will have already spoken to each other and be on it. You know, we're all talking constantly. So, and chances are, before that day is over, that Friday, if there's something major, we'll know. But I think we're on top of it, you know. I think we're going to be really successful here.
Barbara, good?
We're good.
Okay. The Director of Technology and Human Resources, Ms. Place.
Thank you. Just to update the board again, we're continuing our work with regard to looking at new student devices for next school year. We have some demo units out with students in both the high school and the middle school grades to take a look at those. We'll be expecting to provide a recommendation for the board at the June meeting to get that rolling for the summer. To leapfrog off what Dr. Cajun was speaking to about the sports physicals, we've been working over the past couple weeks in the high school with the athletic department to move to an online registration process for sports participation. If anyone has had experience in the past doing the sports participation packet, it was cumbersome to say the least. So my department, along with Mr. Cahill's office, has been working to first of all streamline that, and second of all make it a completely automated paperless process. That's happening. We should be getting some information out either by the end of this week or next week on completing that, and it'll be completed right through our Genesis parent portal, where people already have accounts for. We have talked to other districts. We looked at a product last year, which would have been an add-on product that we could have purchased for this purpose. When we looked at it again, we said, really, you know, we have everything we need to do it in-house. So that part of the process should be made much simpler this year and going forward. So that information will be distributed shortly. The only other thing I would note about that, because of the physical itself, so Dr. Cajun spoke to the doctor, you know, being here and available for a physical paid by the district. If the family chooses to go to their own doctor and have the physical done, that part of it still has to be a paper-based process because it requires a doctor's signature on the form. Those are some state forms that we don't have a lot of control over. But the rest of that packet and all the disclosures and all the agreements, you know, will now be automated.
And you actually made me think of something, and I needed an agreement from the board on this. If a student shows up on one of the days that we do have these physicals and the board is covering the cost, if a student decides that they can't make it that day, then, and they're going to go to their own provider, it's from their insurance or they pay the cost.
Which is how it is today, correct?
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, yes.
As long as everybody understands that.
This was meant as an alternative.
Yeah, exactly. And I did see Cheryl today and took a look at the what would transfer to the online form, and I think it's really been condensed, and I think it's going to be user-friendly. So, you know, I've talked to Jesse about this on the verge of annoyance and bothered him about it. But
just on the verge. No.
And he did a good job of it.
And just so the board's clear, this is something that Manasquan did for 100 years and then stopped doing because it was found to be cost prohibitive by a board, and now we are trying to go back to what we were doing for 100 years because it was more efficient to have the record keeping in-house, do the physicals here. It was more direct, and now we think we've, and that was in the summer, now we think we've stepped up even better to have it done in June before you lose the students to the summer and everything they have going on, and then they get here in September and they haven't had their physical done and now they have to sit out for a week, and all this can be taken care of by just doing them in June and doing them here. So I don't know if everybody was clear on that.
Is it going to be like schedules? Because I just remember when my daughter went through it and she sat here for 4 hours.
There was 1 year when people sat here for a long period of time because the group of doctors was down a doctor or maybe two through whatever circumstance happened on that one given day. But the other 99 years, it worked really well.
So there's no schedule?
There will be no schedule, I don't think.
Well, I to answer that question, what I'm going to propose is I spoke to Dr. Harmony about that today. She doesn't feel a need for that, but I want to talk to Cheryl and Pete about that tomorrow. And that's one of the things we're going to do. We're going to create some information to get out to the parents right away and possibly break up those 3 days according to either fall and winter sports or in individual female and male sports, but we have 3 days here. We have the 27th, the 13th, and the 20th. And she feels that plenty of time, and she just felt, just let parents know, let them come. But I'm gonna ask Cheryl and Pete what they think, so, and I'll follow their lead. So I don't like lines, and I don't want people waiting, and if that happens, it's going to stop people from coming, and I don't want that to happen. But we'll look
it's
at
easy it. Enough to build like a group schedule of people with last names or something like that. It's not hard to put a schedule. I think you're going to have it with just an open free-for-all. There's going to be more appropriate times.
Yeah, and
that's what I went through, so I'm just sharing that.
Well, thank you. Jess, anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay. At the expense of now, the Director of School Counseling Services.
Hello. Okay, testing. More testing. We finished up with PARC ELA testing in the high school last week, and we're going to conclude with math testing next week for the high school. Across the street in the elementary school, we are completing grade 3 and grade 4. Grade 4 and 5, and then 6, 7, 8 have been completed, so we're working on, you know, moving away from PARC. AP testing started yesterday in the high school. The counselors have been administering the exams. Most days there are two exams scheduled for both days, so the students know their schedules, and they are having, they're doing those tests. And there's a new field test, the New Jersey Science Test, that is being administered in place of the bio for the bio test. So anybody that was in biology had to take the bio test. Now that's being replaced with a New Jersey science test for grades 5, 8, and 11. We have that test scheduled over a two-day period in the beginning of June, simply because of the window of testing. There just weren't enough days, you know, to keep it all into the month of May. So a couple of exciting programs that we have coming up for both sides of the street. On May 15th, there's a group called Minding Your Mind coming in. They focus on anxiety disorders in adolescents. This program is free. We're publicizing it on both sides of the street, and anybody, students 10 and over are you know, asked, you know, are accepted, you know, to come. So it's one of those programs where the feedback that we've gotten from the group that's doing it, called Minding Your Mind, has been really positive. Additionally, on May 21st, myself and the guidance department will be going across the street to Manitowoc K-8 and talking to the parents about the programs that we have and, you know, the scheduling process, just moving forward as they start to transition across the street over here. I will start that program at 6, and then at 7 o'clock the same night, we have Doug Collier, who is doing a presentation on vaping. Doug Collier is a retired DEA agent who does a really good job with, you know, different types of mental health and outreach programs. So he will be presenting to really all students who are, or, and parents who are interested in coming. We have I'm going to be having letters go home to all of the incoming eighth grade parents from all of the sending districts, explaining, you know, Jesse was able to get all of the letters out so that parents of eighth grade students can go onto the parent portal, register for their accounts. And then within a week or two, I'll have letters going out to the families saying that on or about the first week in June, they'll be mailed their course descriptions or their course requests. So essentially their schedules. And then they will be invited in to meet specifically one-on-one with the counselors should they want to make changes, should they have questions. So those letters will be going out. And I think that's it.
How are we going to communicate to the community about Doug and about the nights that we have planned?
I spoke to Colleen. We have, I actually had, I believe, Ed asked Jesse to post it at some point on the district webpage. Colleen has sent it out to her side of the street, or is working on getting, she has a flyer sent out for the, those students. And then I'm going to send out the same flyer to the K-8s as well. They have a flyer.
Maybe you could ask the PTO to put it on their website as well.
Yep.
So I think a lot of parents look at that.
Yep.
And then, I'm sorry, we're going to do a Honeywell?
Sure, absolutely.
And, I guess we can't email, can we?
Well, I can email the K-8s. Yeah. And then ask them to send out an email to their schools.
Yeah. I think if we use all avenues, because I want them, the community, to know we're having this.
Mm-hmm.
They choose to come, great. They don't choose to come,
absolutely,
wonderful too.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So
when is it?
The Doug Collier presentation is May 21st at 7. And
where?
Across the street. And the Minding Your Mind presentation is here, and it is May 15th.
Because the Co-Star is going to put it in the article this week, so we want to make sure that they get the dates and times right.
Okay.
That, by the way, was good.
Got it.
And Ms. Kenny, that's for students and parents?
Both presentations can be for both, for students and parents as well, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to speak to the parents and the students of the eighth grade parents, you know, first across the street, just to kind of give them an overview of things that we've been working on over here. But yes, it's open to parents and students.
Great. Vaping is so frightening to me, especially with the new vapes that they have and the smokeless and all the things they have. So I really think this is so pertinent. That's why I want everybody to know about it so they can be there, and I'll be there as well. So.
And the various forms of communication that Dr. Kajian brought up, while I know it can be annoying to have to do all of those, it is helpful because I know some classes do a Friday folder, so we won't really, parents won't get things until Friday.
Right.
Even if it's announced on Monday, you know, via that.
Okay, absolutely. We'll get it out. You know, and it's funny because with this time of year, it's difficult to schedule certain nights. So Monday was one of the few that he was available. I believe he is coming to talk to the students the week before. as an assembly. Great. So that will go home, I believe, with the students across the street.
Great.
But even your guidance, that I think is so important, because you'd mm-hmm. be surprised how many parents in the elementary school don't know the programs that we have.
Right, right.
And just knowing that we have five students mm-hmm. who are going with the Brookdale, and that we're graduating five students from the academy, three of which are going to have jobs mm-hmm. From the public service academy. I mean, so many great things happening
right.
that you really should know about.
Absolutely.
Good. That
it? Yep.
I want to thank everybody for their reports, and that concludes the superintendent's report.
Do we have a motion to recommend approval and acceptance of the superintendent's report?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo? Second?
Yes.
Mr. Catani, any questions about the superintendent's report?
Any?
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carrie?
That brings us to our first public forum on agenda items this evening. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of this meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer, shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portion of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of, any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only, please. Would anyone from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, that brings us to our Manasquan general items. This evening we have items 12 through 21. Would anyone need anything separated out in 12 through 21? Do we have a motion for 12 through 21? Mr. Warren, do we have a second? Mr. Baldwin, any questions on 12 through 21? Sandy.
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale? I'm sorry, that's Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carrie?
Thank you. And now the Manasquan Senators items, numbers 22 through 46. 22 to 46. Would anybody need anything separated out in those items? Do we have a motion through 22 through 46? Mr. Vitale? Second? Mr. Lafredo? Any questions in 22 through 46?
Tom, I just have a quick question.
Sure.
It just seems that there's a spate of May 1st to June 1st without asking anything other than, is there some type of illness going on, or?
Where is that, I'm sorry?
46.
46, okay.
So yeah. you have what, 15 students, May 1st to June 1st, all at one time?
Dr. Cager, could you enlighten us?
These are students that might have been on here months before this. We put them on monthly now, and we require two doctor's notes because of what was transpiring next year, and I'm going to refer to my director of counseling for that.
So these students are the students that are on home instruction, and what we started to do was ask for doctor's notes every 30 days because we were finding that some students were out for extended periods of time and not necessarily getting, you know, specific doctor's notes. So what we're asking for is every 30 days. So this is a culmination of those students who, you know, before we go ahead and just extend their home instruction, we're asking that they get doctor's notes. This is a culmination of those students.
So they could have been on other agendas as well.
They were. This is the entire group of them, but these are the students who are still remaining on home instruction.
I'm trying to get students back in district, So in doing that, we have a process that goes through asking students for not only their note from their doctor, but also approval from the district's doctor as well. And a lot of the ones that you see, Mark, are either, some are in the hospital.
A lot of them are at facilities.
I'm obviously have no information or anything. I'm not challenging any of this.
Right.
It's just, this is somewhat unusual where I'd have to take a look at previous agendas, but this one popped out
mm-hmm.
at me this time. So I guess my question would be, if we're out on a medical, which it says that they are,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't we already have a doctor's note specifying a time period rather
yes.
than looking for a note every month?
If I may?
Oh, sure.
That's a process question. That's not a...
Well, according to state statute, we cannot approve, and this is what is being done in the past, students to be out for more than a month. And I presented that to my administration as well as the guidance last year. And I made sure that we rectified it this year because we had to put a plan in action for students to come back off of home instruction after 30 days. Now, if they're going to stay and they're in a medical facility, then we have to get another doctor's note from the same doctor who put it out the first time, as well as our doctor. So that's what we've been doing. And then the combination of these, you see here now, who are still out.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Any other questions? Sandy.
Mr. Balderman.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Cirino.
Yes.
Mr. Vitale.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
That brings us to number 47, old and new business. Anyone have any old or new business they would like to discuss?
One thing to just ask, I know last week we had talked a little bit during one of the presentations about STEM. Something that's been asked a number of times is, when will we know what STEM in the grammar school will look like next year? As far as, will it be the same format in one class? Are we looking at adjusting that? And when will something be announced to parents?
The movement of the supervisor from the high school to the elementary school will not be done until July.
Okay.
Because I feel I want that administrator to complete what he has to do here before going across the street. Having said that, he has been in several meetings with both Barbara and Colleen, and his major focus is personalized instruction, how we could better expand our STEM initiative over at the elementary school, and also taking a look at what we do with STEM now, if it truly is an accelerated program, call it an accelerated program, and have that departmentalized. In other words, a child who's accelerated might be accelerated in math and not English, or science and not English, and create those classes accordingly. He has been working with Barbara and Colleen about that. And I'm just going to turn it over to Barbara to continue, because I know you've had meetings about this exact concept.
Right. I know that they have created the assessment. I believe that's finished. I'd have to check with Colleen to get the exact date as when they're administering it to it. But we are anticipating an increase in participation because it's going to be content specific rather than just one accelerated class. So if you're strong in math, then you get in the math class. If you choose to be in others, because you qualify, you can, or you can just do math or language arts. I know that the test, there's other components to the test. If the student's already in the program that and has maintained their grades, they can stay in the program. But I have to check with Colleen to see exactly when she's administering it and when the dates are coming out, but I can get that information.
Okay, yeah, that would be fantastic. So, I've just been asked some questions, and
mm-hmm.
There were people that were alluding to the fact that it will be more based on language arts, math,
right.
kind of separated out.
Right.
I didn't know the answer to
yes.
that, or if
yes.
anything had even been
yes.
announced.
That's definite.
But I think because it's been such a hot issue, discussion, whatever, just parents understanding when testing will take place and, you know, kind of being open about that. I know that would make a lot of parents really happy.
I will find out exactly when the testing is and when the results are going to be shared. We also have Oriana Kopach, Mark Levy, who's our tech person, and Lisa Kokoda. They are going to Freehold on June 8th and look at their programs to come back with some more ideas and talk with their integration coaches to ensure that we're really doing, and their program is very strong, that we're doing the best we can with the STEM. So I will get that information to you. I'll share it with Dr. Kishin as soon as I have
great
the date when they're going to be tested and when the information is going
to be. But I think what we might need to do and is have a meeting, just like we did as we moved to the schedule for the parents in the elementary school, to discuss how we're moving forward with STEM. And it's very possible that they're not going to have all of the desires fulfilled in 1 year, but it might take a couple years for us to do this. But I think the accelerated program, which the STEM has become, has to be called an accelerated program. And we then have to let the parents know exactly what the criteria is and how we're going to set up those classes. So I think it's important that when Colleen comes with this information, we let parents know we're going to have a night, and it could just be an hour, where we go over the programs because there's going to be some changes. Would that help?
I think that would be fantastic. Yeah. If Ms. Graziano would be able to kind of share with parents kind of what things will look like moving forward. And if it is a transition, next year there's slight changes, and then the goal is to change what it will look like in 2 years. I think that would be extremely helpful.
And I'd like to have the supervisor who was sitting across the street there, and Barbara as well, so we can push it on the list.
Great.
Good. We'll do that in June, though, okay?
Writing
that
right now.
All right,
got
great. It. Thanks, Barbara.
Any other old or new business? In the old business category, it's Mr. Warren's birthday. Happy birthday to Mr. Warren.
That was a layup, right? A, nice.
That brings us to our second public forum. Would any from the public like to be heard on any item, agenda, or otherwise? Seeing no one, that brings us to executive session, whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer, Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act provides the Massachusetts Board of Education hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential in one of the 9 subject matters listed in 12B of the Act. Whereas it is recommended by the superintendent, the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of this executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas the board hereby declares its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Massachusetts Board of Education, should go into executive session to discuss the following items. Number 1, confidential matters per statute or court order, which is in relation to a pending litigation. Number 4, collective bargaining, which is in relation to an MEA grievance, and an update on the MEA negotiations. Number 8, personnel matters, which will involved this evening, hiring, resignations, leaves of absence, and employees' performance. Items discussed in executive session tonight will result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. Do we have a motion to adjourn to executive session? Mr. Lufredo, we have a second. Mr. Boulderman, all those in favor?
Aye.
Your red folder, please. We're going to have to go. Me. All those in favor?
Aye.
Brings us to number 50 on the Manasquan side. Personnel, recommend approval of the elementary school personnel as per document 5. We have a motion for document 5. It's on the Manasquan side. Mr.
Yes.
Warren, second?
Sure.
Mr. Lufredo, all those in favor? No.
Aye.
Sandy?
Aye.
Sandy?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Lufredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Gary?
And for the Manasquan Senate issue, items, personnel items, number 51, recommend approval, the high school personnel as per document M. Document M, do we have a motion for document M? Mr. Fury, second. Mr. Vitale, any questions on document M? Sandy?
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
Do we have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Boldeman, second. Mr. Fiore, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right.